Well, good Tuesday morning, everybody. Welcome to our Community Corner on KKWC for the 17th day of October. Pat Powers with you today. What a scary good time awaits you 5 miles east of Webster City come this Saturday's night, October 21st. Then on the 27th in October, it's time again for the Haunted Barn. With me this morning, we have Dave and Shelley Bergeson. Also, we have Jamie Sizer join me today. And welcome to all three of you to KKWC today.
Thank you.
Good morning. Well, good morning. Let's summarize. This started back when? 4 years ago, right?
Yes, 4 years ago.
If you can get good and close to the mic there, Shelley, I sure would appreciate that.
Yeah, 4 years ago, we started the Haunted Barn out on our acreage.
And it's grown ever since.
Yes. This will be our fourth year out there, and it's a lot of work, but it's a great opportunity to raise some funds for the area youth groups and have a great time.
And let's talk about what we can expect from one of you folks here about what the Haunted Barn is all about.
The Haunted Barn is about coming out and having a great time with your family and friends and getting scared, you know, watching your friends get scared and pushing your other friends in front of you because you don't want to go forward.
Everybody remembers that haunted house that they went to in their youth, and helping create those memories as well as, you know, having that money go toward a good cause is a wonderful thing. So,
but we're not going to mention any highlights of what we can expect during the 3 nights of horror and fun there.
Oh, we've got multiple areas set up out there. We've got 3 different barns that are all interconnected. We've got areas. We've got like a zombie area, a mausoleum, serial killer area, butcher shops, spider's lair, clowns, skeletons. We've got a swamp area, pumpkin patch. You know, all the things that people creep out over, snakes and spiders and clowns and things that trigger that scream effect in them. So,
how was attendance for last year's event?
We were right around 2,100 people.
Really?
For 3 nights, so about 700 people a night. So,
you didn't ask where they all came from, did you?
We did, actually. When they come in, we ask them how many are in their party and where they came from. And I think it was 45 different towns that they came from. And it was really fun because we had the Iowa Central track and field team came over on 2 buses, track and cross country, excuse me. And a lot of those folks were from Kenya, Japan, Jamaica, all over the place, and they'd never seen anything like this. So that was a really fun thing to let them experience that here in Iowa.
What was the reaction like there when they came, when Dare asked Shelley?
There's a lot of very tall gentlemen that screamed like 6-year-old girls, and they definitely ran. They're good on the cross country team because they took off and headed back toward the bus as fast as they could. So it was a great time.
I bet it was something that they won't forget too. On the scary side, anyway.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And we got them scheduled to show up this coming Saturday night again.
Yep. They're coming back again.
They're gonna come back and visit. I take it. Mm-hmm. Well, fantastic. Yeah, and you'll have other visitors from all over the place to come experience this this terror obstacle, you might say.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We ask people, you know, when they come in, Jamie, if you want to cover the cost and what we recommend for parking. And
the cost is $10 cash. We do ask that you come with your party group all together. If you come and then your other party group hasn't showed up, we cannot wait for them to show up. We're going to ask you to go through it and that. So make sure you guys all try to ride together or follow each other so you could be right next to each other when you go in, because once you go in and you go through, you're right back at your car and then you drive right out the other road.
We're pretty unique. You don't have to get out of your car and stand in a line like we did this past Saturday night somewhere. You can actually sit in the comfort of your car. So if you're coming in multiple cars, you're going to have to kind of gather yourselves together and then enter the grounds, and then we'll kind of keep you back to back. And then, therefore, as we dismiss the cars to go to the front of the barn, you can all go together at one time. And that just keeps our flow going so we don't get any hookups in it.
Mm-hmm. Again, my guests today are Dave and Shelley Bergeson and Jamie Sizer from the Haunted Barn in Webster City. This is going out to a very worthwhile cause, right?
Yeah, we donate our funds to different organizations here in Hamilton County, Boy Scouts, Cub Scouts, a couple different youth church programs. Also, we gave some money to the bands program at the high school last year. I think we participated with a county sheriff's department with some type of backpack Christmas thing. And then mm-hmm. we also did something with the Webster City Police Department also, to name a few.
Yeah, parents of thought think that Christmas is almost 2 months away as we're getting all set for the big Halloween bit of fun coming up. And also like to give credit, too, to American Sanitation that's helping out.
Yes, American Sanitation stepped up and offered to help sponsor our event insurance, our special events insurance, which was awesome. Brad and Shauna Schmidt, actually, that's who we purchased the acreage from. And they know it quite well. So it's been fun for them to kind of watch what's transpired out there since we purchased it. They actually got married in the big barn.
Really?
The big barn in the front. So, yeah, hats off to them for stepping up and doing that. And we're proud to partner with them.
Sounds good. Anything else for the good of the cause here? Just want to remind folks to come on over to Get Scared and try to get to some big crowd. I think the weather should cooperate for the opening night.
Yeah, Saturday it should night. Be great. Opening time is at 6:30, and we run up until 11. $10 to get in all three nights. So it's this Saturday, October 21st, and then it's going to be a week from this Friday. It's going to be the 27th of October and also the October the 28th.
And like to remind folks, this is just for cash only. No ATMs or credit cards or anything. Just bring good old U.S. cash to this.
And once again, all the profits that are made off of it definitely go back into Hamilton County to the youth programs.
Fascinating. So a very good cause and also a very good time for everybody taking part in this. So, all right.
Correct. Absolutely. All
right. Anything else for the good of the cause from all three of you right now?
Just come out and have a great time.
Get your scream on. Come get your scream on.
There you go.
If you are afraid that you're going to wet yourself, just still come out because we enjoy those ones that do.
Yeah.
And we do, there's some emergency exits throughout the facility there too. So, if you get started and all of a sudden you realize it's not quite your thing or it's too scary or whatever, we can help you get outside pretty quick too.
So. Of course, the man in the middle, Mr. Sizer, would probably know, since he's an employee for Van Deese Medical Center, would know all about when it comes to emergencies there.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, sure. Jamie Sizer, along with the Bergesons, we have Dave and Shelley. Thank you for joining us today. Let's get a good crowd coming up this weekend for
Absolutely.
The Haunted Barn.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you, Pat.
Thank you. And that does it for our Community Corner for a Tuesday morning. Focus on Health tomorrow morning at 8:30, brought to you by Van Deese Medical Center. I'm Pat Powers.